an open appeal to socialist organizations building for a socialist future in Sri Lanka. The following statement was circulated by the United Socialist Party, CWI in Sri Lanka, to socialist parties and groups in Sri Lanka on the 12th of August. We are at a crucial juncture in Sri Lanka as the capitalist class, the state, elite and their institutions, regional powers, China, and the Western imperialist powers have a common aim, defeating the mass movement that has developed, while also fighting for their individual interests and investments. Capitalists have no solution to the crisis. Printing money, adjusting the interest rate, increasing tax, selling public services, land and essential services to the vulture capitalists, cutting wages, and borrowing more money with draconian conditions attached to it, were the methods that they all agree upon. This is not acceptable for the struggling masses as it will only increase poverty and misery. Capitalist representatives are prepared to use maximum force and do whatever it takes to hold on to their control. Socialists and trade union activists should step up our collaboration and fight back to prevent repression and take the mass movement forward. The current parliament does not represent the masses. Demands for the resignation of the president and all 225 parliamentarians were met with military repression. But the masses have shown their power and strength, and shown that anything is possible. The masses should not accept a bogus proposal of an interim government of looters. The movement should organize an interim government of representatives of workers, the poor and oppressed that can take emergency measures to alleviate the crisis people face, and to organize elections to a revolutionary constituent assembly which can decide on the future of Sri Lanka. We welcome the demands that are articulated so far by the masses and their galea, the struggle, though these demands are still somewhat limited, as they do not challenge the capitalist roots of this crisis. But even to win these demands, we need a strong involvement of the organized working class and the building of a democratically organized mass organization that puts forward an alternative socialist program. Socialists, together with our supporters and the organized workers' movement, can take an initiative towards this. We have had many discussions in the past with the left to unite our work on specific issues and possibly to agree on a general program. The JVP, People's Liberation Front, leaders, though claiming to be on the left and even Marxist, never engaged in such democratic discussions or even tried to come close to putting forward a socialist program, as they in practice work within capitalism. The rump of the, formerly Trotskyist, LSSP, the Communist Parties and a few other small organizations are mere opportunists, having repeatedly made alliances with capitalist parties, taken part in coalition governments, and no longer having anything to do with building the forces of socialism. We are appealing to the rank and file members and supporters of these organizations who want to struggle to break with them to come towards a socialist program. In the past we argued that the mere collaboration of a few socialist groups alone will not be enough to create a mass organization, but joint action on a clear program can be a starting point to involve a wider section of the working class, particularly the organized workers in the trade unions. Given the past history, we also face enormous difficulty in developing a general program that we can all agree on. However, joint action based upon concrete demands that we agree on can take place while discussing what a clear program should contain. The United Socialist Party will continue to fight for a socialist program, as we hold that no solution can be found for the current crisis on a capitalist basis. We propose all left parties, trade unions and socialists put forward a socialist program and fight to win the working class and struggling masses to that program. Reject all capitalist representatives together. We should call on the struggling masses to reject all capitalist representatives as they seek to save the current system. There should not be any trust in any of the capitalist parties. Any interim arrangement with the capitalist representatives can only destabilize and weaken the movement. Instead, we must build our own political platform. With a democratic federal structure, and with a clear program, we could bring together key sections of society and the masses. Setting up a People's Council, just to assist the capitalist government will not deliver on the needs of the masses. What organization? There is an agreement emerging on the need for building democratically organized committees in the villages and the towns to organize resistance and democratically supervise the distribution of supplies. However, this should involve the participation of workers, farmers, and other key activists reflecting genuine representation. Democratic structure should be established where delegates are elected and accountable to the committees. Discussion should be held in terms of the role these committees can play. For example, can these committees take responsibility for and have maximum influence in workplaces that produce essential commodities? How will union branches be established and incorporated? Can they bring together farmers, youth, and others? Open discussion should start about the nature of the committees along with working to build such committees, which is an urgent task. These committees, through elected delegates, can form a national body. This body can determine political representation too, deciding also what sort of constitution is needed. The national body can help to build key subcommittees, such as defense committees, to protect protesters from attack by the security forces and pro-government supporters. Such a committee could also appeal to the rank-and-file soldiers, to be involved in the protection of the masses. It is not an easy task to organize this without clashing with state institutions, which would claim to have the power to organize society. Hence, taking over key institutions and bringing them under the democratic control of the masses should also be organized. What program? We must establish a united voice on at least the key demands that are fundamental to any socialist organizations. The call for mass mobilization should be linked to calling on the organized working class to take action such as a general strike. We must fight for the protection of nationalized services and bring them under the democratic control of the workers, nationalization of the commanding heights of the economy, implementing an adequate minimum wage universally for all workers, free trade zones and special concessions made to foreign investors to carry out super exploitation should be abolished, trade unions and workers' organizations to be organized democratically and independently of capitalist parties. We must demand non-payment of debt altogether. This includes macro-debt. All the debt of farmers must be cancelled immediately, for example. We should also reject any deal with the IMF and the Indian and Chinese capitalists looting. An international appeal should be made, particularly to the workers in the South Asian region, for solidarity actions and support. The call for the abolition of the executive presidency and draconian laws, such as the Prevention of Terrorism Act and anti-trade union legislation, poses the need for the complete change of the constitution and the complete reorganization of society. The call for a democratically elected revolutionary constituent assembly is vital to meet this need and to prepare to reorganize society. This can lead to a workers-led government and the implementation of a planned economy. Such demands should be articulated in all our material and campaigns. While defending the freedom of press, free speech and all democratic rights, socialists should also make clear their position on the national question, if we are to unite workers of all ethnicities. We must boldly advocate a socialist alternative some organizations, such as the JVP, use Marxist rhetoric, but in reality, do not put forward socialist ideas or work to build the forces of socialism. Collaboration with capitalists and defenders of capitalism is justified by the argument that there is no mass support existing for socialist change at this stage. This is exactly the opposite to the strategy of Lenin and the Bolsheviks in 1917 as they worked to build majority support for all power to the Soviets and socialism. We know that no mass movement is pure or develops in a straight line. Economic and social demands that the masses articulate can push them to take a leap in consciousness, to see the limitation of capitalism and the inability to achieve lasting solutions within the boundaries of capitalism. But socialist and left organizations, including the trade unions, must lead the discussions on this openly and boldly, and put forward the necessary concrete steps that need to be taken. That is how we can work to build confidence in socialist ideas among the masses. The masses are looking for an alternative. We must explain that the alternative is a socialist one,